Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News and World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with a double challenge USA exit interview. It was a big double elimination night on CBS, and this time both players are out of the game as we are going to have our exit interview here today with the challenge legend Wes and then Alyssa S, who is also out of the game, and with me to talk about it, another legend of covering the challenge, it's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. No zombie here. Ready to hear what they all have to say. Very exciting.
Yeah, so this is very exciting here today as we're going to get to talk to Brian. Now, you've been, you know, podcasting about the challenge for RHAP and even on your own for, you know, over a decade. This is a big...
Not quite yet. Yeah, almost a decade. Almost. Close to it. Yeah.
So... Yeah, you were doing like challenge stuff before the official challenge wrap up.
That's true, but it was pre-RHAP.
That still counts in your career.
It does. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So this will be very fun. So we'll have Wes with us here in just a moment. You can, of course, see both of these interviews up on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Brian, what'd you think of a double elimination night?
It's, you know, they really are just like knocking these people out. It's kind of like a very fast pace. It's not the challenge I'm used to. They are the ones usually dragging things out, but they're really moving through the season. It's been, you know, no chill. It's been a lot of fun.
No chill. Okay. Of course, check out Brian and Allie's full coverage of this episode of The Challenge in the Challenge for Wrap Up feed. We have Wes on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Hey, Wes, what's going on? This is Rob and Brian from RHAP. So nice to get the chance to talk to you after such an iconic run here on the challenge. First off, the big decision to retire, have you reconsidered at all since the taping of Challenge USA?
If anything, it's gotten more validating. You know, the timing of like explaining how I've got a baby coming up and all this kind of things got everyone really confused. You can have a baby and also have a job. Just, yes. I don't know if the world has figured that out yet. The baby is in fact one of the details that would make going on the challenge more complicated. but my business is booming and complicated and requires my presence more so than the average business. And it's not something where I can like check out with no phone for months at a time. And it's, so it's a good reason to leave, but it's the reason. It's not like, oh, I've got a baby, I can no longer play this game. It's the, even the baby is like the sprinkling of salt on top that makes it more challenging.
So Wes, I'd love to get your thoughts on your relationship with Josh. Cause there was obviously, you know, a few seasons ago, he tried to make the rivalry with you happen. You wanted no part of it. Coming into this season, it seemed like Josh on his end viewed you as one of his close friends. Like, how did you view Josh and like had that change over the years? Like what was your perception or your relationship with Josh coming in?
I came in with him as my friend and then he kind of, you know, he made the decision that he made, and it's annoying. But you know, it is what it is. You know, I do feel like I need to hijack this interview just for a quick second.
Feel free.
So my wife is the biggest Survivor fan that there could possibly be. And she listens to Rob Has a Podcast all the freaking time. Does not miss a single episode.
Yes.
And then my wife's driving is really, really subpar. So in the few times that I do get in the car with her, and also her taste in music is horrible. So our compromise is to listen to Rob Has a Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Even I have heard a handful, and it is an honor to be here. And I don't even really care about talking about the challenge anymore. I just want to let you guys know that the Bergman family is a big time Rob Has a Podcast fans. If you ever need her or I, especially hers, to be a pundit on
Oh, we would love that. That would be incredible. Yes.
Yeah.
What a nice surprise, you know, and we were honored that you were part of the 2024 Zaddy calendar for Bryce. So, would love to have you more in this universe, Wes.
I would love to.
Now, none of these survivors turned you off from the Survivor franchise?
My wife is temporarily mad at all of Survivor.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah,
I am also a little let me like get a little shot in at Survivor real quickly.
Go for
right?
It.
You know, when you watch them, they are doing all these things that are far more brilliant on Survivor than what MTV players are doing on MTV. Like, let's acknowledge that they're smarter. Like as a tribe, they are definitively smarter. So when I came into this, I knew that we were kind of outnumbered, but I assumed that they had like elevated gameplay. But really, their version of elevated gameplay was Survivor strong, screw the vets. And that's what was so like hard for me to wrap my head around, is like it took us 80% of the game to be done before eventually the Survivor women were like, well, now that we can't get rid of them, we might as well keep the best guys here because we don't want to run the final with. And I'm not going to name names, but It took me until this point in the game for Chanel and Desi and Michaela to kind of come to grips with the fact that I'm there to play with them. And now it's too late. Now I'm gone. Notice how the people that voted for me were the ones that I had problems with, or that Josh was trying to get rid of, or whatever. But the main group that I'd been like begging to work with, the secret garden, if you will, finally is there. And now I'm gone. It was a very elementary way of starting the game, because it's like an elevated player would be like, oh, let's mix and match. Let's have a little bit of them, a little bit of them. Let's have this crazy good group. And it wasn't like that. They were like, oh, you guys are wearing different jerseys. We're not going to even remotely hear you out. And we're going to do everything we can to get rid of you. And I thought that was very elementary.
So Wes, I'm actually curious, because you're one of the only people, I think the only person, who has actually now done All-Stars, Challenge USA, and like appeared recently on Challenge USA, or Challenges proper. I know Johnny has done it, but not for a long time. So I'm curious, between the three franchises, is there like any key differences you picked up on, like the physicality or the strategy to it, or maybe just the level, the jokes are along with it? Like how would you kind of compare the three franchises going on right now?
So, you know, you watch Survivor as an example to watch great gameplay, and that's what's entertaining. I would say that's what's entertaining about the CBS one, is the personalities that they're bringing on. They are playing the game better than the MTV players. Like right away, you can call it their first season all you want. I consider it more of, it feels more like their fourth or fifth game, because they're actual like fans of the genre. and they've learned a lot on Survivor. And I don't care what they or anyone says, it's completely transferable to what we do. And so they're better. And so if you want to watch gameplay, you watch CBS. If you want to watch far more entertaining, funnier people, better television stars, if you will, you watch MTV. And then on All Stars, it's like, it's altogether like a third personality, if you will. And that's what's so like amazing about all this is we all as fans have agreed that this is a phenomenal and entertaining game, and we get to watch it year round. And the only trade-off is the personality changes every quarter or so. And so we're living in it's a great time to be a Challenge fan. But yeah, the compliment that you're looking for is that the Survivor players do a fantastic job jumping into our game and getting it. They do their homework a lot better. The MTV people will legitimately show up for their first season having never seen a single episode, and they're not very smart to begin with, but watching them, try and figure it out is in fact really entertaining. So, and they're dramatically funnier. The CBS people, not funny. And obviously there's some exceptions. Michaela has got some good jokes, but as a whole, they're not ready for a career in comedy. And like, that's kind of what's fun about the All-Stars one is even though their athleticism is fading a little bit, they have figured out the game by now, but they're still just as funny. So it's almost like an interesting middle ground between the three. And as a fan, I love that we get to mix and match, but the Survivor, the CBS group is smart.
Going back to Josh, if we could, Wes, that are you guys good now?
No, no. What's the point? Like, listen, I am one of the funniest men you guys will ever talk to in your entire life. I'm incredibly sexy and wealthy and accomplished. And I live in Kansas City, not Miami. I have a long list of friends that I consider to be great people. And whether that's in person and I hang out at around my own hometown or keep in touch with over the phone, but why would I accept an apology from someone I don't need, especially because I'm retired now. Now, if I wasn't retired, I'd hear him out. I'd accept his apology. I'd deal with it, but shoot, why? I'm not going to protect him any longer. It is what it is. Everything that the fans have been saying about him over the years is true. I've just been quiet. And so he's as bad as they say.
I know for a long time, Wes, you're had a key kind of game plan, I guess would be able to kind of rally the troops with the rookies, really use them to target bananas and things like that. But now that you two are like working together for the last few seasons, how has that like adjusted the way you go into a season knowing like, all right, I'm actually working with this guy now. I don't have like the same game plan. Like how have you kind of adjusted your game plan now that you're working with bananas, especially on the season that he's on with you?
Well, I mean, I want to really hone in on one thing that you said there. You know how you're like, oh, you're known for like rallying and working with the rookies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get there and it's like the Survivor people are like, oh, you're just going to band together with the vets. It's like, I am literally known as the guy to go against the vets and to work with the rookies for all the reasons. One,
you need to be out there. I would have pitched for you.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And also if it wasn't for guys like me, then the veterans would just run around running game on everybody. Notice how I haven't been on the flagship in a couple seasons. And the only storyline is the vets are demolishing everybody. It's guys like me. I'm like a union leader for the rookies. And so for me to come in and be bullied by the rookies was like, I'm there to help them and protect them and usher in this new era. So again, I thought that was a very elementary gameplay, to say the least.
Okay, Wes, I know you had a lot of press to do today, so you got to run, but this was so fun to get to talk to you. I know you have a lot on your plate in these next couple of weeks, but you know, when things are a little calmer and you're up to talk some Survivor, we'd love to talk to you and your wife and see what you're thinking about Survivor 45.
So it was my wife's birthday yesterday.
Yes.
And so what you're telling me is I could tell her for her birthday gift,
yes,
she did get some things, is yes, that in some capacity,
yes,
you can go on Rob Has a Podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the cameo, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And for whatever minimum allow, and I would love to come on.
It'll be very fun. Okay. Yes. Can't wait for that. All right, Wes, all the best. Good luck with everything outside the show, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
And Wes, just one, I know you're going to hear this a lot today, but as a fan of the show for many, many years, if this is the last time we see you, just thank you for being such a great source of entertainment for so many years. So we really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Wes. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Wes Bergman. How about that, Brian?
It's sad to see him go. It's crazy. I mean, he's been here almost 20 years in my life. That's a long time.
A long time. But yeah, I'm so excited to have a new friend. And yes, we will definitely take up Wes and Mrs. Bergman on being on the podcast this season.
Yeah, no, they're going to be great. They will both be great. The Wes, I mean, Wes is very entertaining. You know, maybe Traitor season 3, see him in Scotland at some point too.
You know, I've heard you say this on the podcast that him and Tyson have some similarities. And I feel like that, you know, he seemed disappointed with the Survivor players that were cast on this. And I do feel like that we do have some of the strategists like on the women's side. But in terms of like our Survivor guys that are there to sort of like talk strategy with him,
right,
you know, Chris, Seabass, with all due respect, you know, like not necessarily like the wheelers and dealers.
No, it's not the Holy Trinity that you would, you know, think of with Survivor men on the show. But, you know, there's the women's side has been delivering. So hopefully he's been picking their brains, although he's been going after them. So who knows?
Yeah. Okay. So very nice to get the chance to talk to Wes. We still have our exit interview with Alyssa. We're going to just take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk challenge with Alyssa S.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Alyssa, you're here with Rob and Brian from RHAP. Happy to see. It looks like you have a home that I know you said that you didn't even have a place to go to after the challenge. So everything is squared away.
This actually is my friend's house, but I do have a home. Don't worry about it. There was a couple weeks after the challenge where I was like, all right, you guys think I can kick it on your couch? But I did find a home and we are good. All is well.
Is that friend Tyler? Is that Tyler's home?
Oh, no, my God. Yeah. Tyler.
Well, can you give us an update about where you two have picked up things off after the show?
He
where
said he
things
had the are digits. Going right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. So obviously you guys saw me and Tyler. We started off as great friends. It became a little bit more. And somebody I care about deeply. And you guys, like, if you watch me on Big Brother, you know how much of a lover girl I am. Like, I was like, where's my ring at? If I was shocked I wasn't proposed to on the show, I'm like, what? Like, let's have kids.
Whoa.
And he was like, okay, I'm just kidding. You guys know, all like love and just jokes. But getting back in the real world, we did realize, like, I was on two shows in 1 year. I was in a relationship from Big Brother. Like, you got a lot of healing to do. And I think Tyler does in his own life as well. So we're like, I would rather like heal separately and be friends for forever or see what happens in the future than rush into something right now.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're in a good place, but yeah, disappointing. Yeah. You said he's the most amazing part of your experience.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most amazing.
Parts of the experience.
Yes. I would say, like, pushing myself to my limits was definitely, like, a very, like, beautiful part of it. But having Tyler in there was incredible. He's someone I know that I'll have in my life forever. But definitely, like, we need some time right now.
Okay.
I want to talk about the elimination from this week. You know, you had to go, not only did you have to go first, but the girl's seat was first in the elimination, and you had to go first ripping off the patches. After seeing everything play out, did you think there was a better strategy you could have done to do a little bit better to put you over the hump? Did you, like, looking back, do you think there's anything you kind of should have implemented a little bit more?
Yeah, so actually in real life, the men went first, and we got to watch them. So watching them, though, I saw Wes, like, do his fly around thing and get, like, trapped by Chris. So I was like, I think the best thing is to kind of just, like, stay on the wall and stay my distance. But it's really hard to know when you're up there. Like, and when I actually got to Cassidy, like, I have long arms. Apparently, everyone was talking about my reach, that I was, like, I was holding her out. And we were scrapping. Like, if you can see, I have a scar across my arm. She took a chunk out of my arm.
Oh.
I have her nail marks across my wrist. Like, I have scars all down my arm. She fractured my pinky. Like, it was a whole, we were, like, scrapping out there. So I tried my best, but there's really no, like, rhyme or reason.
So, Alyssa, I know that you were working with Tyler and Monty towards the end of the run, but were there any women from the women's side of things that you had a good working relationship with at this point in the game?
No. So I think, like, I had Amira, I had Alyssa Lopez. Alyssa Lopez is an amazing politicker. She was, like, the best person I could have had on my side. After they left, I'm like, okay. So Michelle was my roommate, and I loved Michelle. I don't think she ever voted for me. I know she never voted for me. So she was someone I had. And I mean, like, I don't really think Cassidy was coming for me, but we're both seen as equal players in the game. So it's like, when it's either you or me, it's hard to, like, go from there. Mm-hmm.
There's a very funny scene where Bananas and Wes were kind of playing matchmaker for you and Tyler. But I'm curious, like, after, like, the Survivor and Big Brother world kind of started, were you able to kind of pick up on that and, like, jump in with Bananas and Wes? Because it seemed like they liked both you and Tyler. Was there any inroads you could have made with, like, the vets to try to get in with them to go against the Survivor crew?
So Wes was also my roommate. We had an amazing relationship. He was, like, giving my dad vibes. Like, he would be like, you better be in bed by 10 tonight because lights will be out. So we had, like, such a good relationship. But there was just, like, I don't really think anything I could have done, because from the start I was seen as the emotional player, the weak player. Like, I tried with Tori, even after Tori, like, main nommed me and Tyler, I was like, can I work with you in any capacity? But it's, like, too little too late. I feel like they had their group so tight knit, and then they had their Survivor players. Plus, like, Michaela and Michelle have played the challenge before. So it's, like, easier to work with them than me, if that makes sense.
What about you as a person who would play the challenge again? Would you be up for coming back to it, or you had your fill?
I went back and forth. I was like, can I do this shit again? But yeah, I would definitely come back. I think there's, like, an inner fighter. She's really, really deep in there, being the passive person I am. But I think during that elimination, I really figured out, like, okay, I have that fighter in me, and I want to come back and I want to prove myself.
One of the weird quirks or the twist for the season, obviously, with the Hopper, made kind of like it was never a set men's day or women's day. And it seemed like there was always more men in the house than women. Was there ever an incentive of the house to try to even that out? Or were people always just trying to protect themselves, to try to keep themselves out of it? Or did people want to try to even things out as the season was kind of going on?
Yeah, I definitely think towards the end, people are like, all right, if there's, like, way more men than there is women, there's going to be a purge, and then people are just going to have to go. So I always wanted it to be a women's day when I wasn't in danger, because then that's one less woman that I would have to go against. And so I think the men started to think that way. And specifically when it was me and Tyler had offered to go into the elimination, I think he knew that people were leaning more towards a guy's day, because at that point there were so many more men. So he might as well pick who he could go in against and actually have, like, a really an amazing chance of coming back. And unfortunately, it was Monty, but we were hoping it would be Sebastian.
Alyssa, could you give us a little bit more of a sense of what it was like at the house living with everybody?
It was a lot different than Big Brother. I think, like, I don't even know how to describe. You had more like freedom. Like, I was able to go in the pool or the gym or hang out. And like, it was just so much more of like a fun vibe. But there were some big personalities in that house. So I kept myself a lot. And I don't know if that like hurt my game or made it better at the end of the day. But like, I was in bed a lot, just looking at photos from home, being like, please get through this.
There were some couple of fun nights out. We said that fun bachelor game you guys play. Were there anything else that happened on those nights out that was, you know, that you thought was fun that should have been included that they haven't really been highlighting so far?
There's just like a lot of like good vibe. Like, I feel like when we were out, it was just so fun and the music was going. We were always dancing, having a good night. Like, there's some more smooches than just the smooch that was shown between the Bananas and Wes orchestrated. But we'll keep that for another time. Lots of shots and lots of fun.
You said in the show last night that you were going to open up an animal rescue also. Any progress yet on the animal rescue?
Yeah. So my rescue is called Olive Branch Rescue. It is a foster-based rescue. So we'll go and get dogs from like usually Alabama or Georgia. Those southern states are really bad in the shelters. And it's dogs that are redlined. So a couple of days before they're euthanized or day of, get those dogs, pull them, put them into a safe home. And we've saved, I think, over 15 dogs right
now. Wow. Okay. That's great. Amazing. Yeah.
Woo-hoo, small win. So we're working towards a greater cause, and I'm just so excited that it actually is doing something.
I don't know if you'd be keeping up much with the current Big Brother season, but is there anyone you're hoping you have your eye on that for USA season 3, like maybe they'll be on, you can work with them? Is there anyone that you would love to see on the challenge that you feel like you would have a good relationship with?
I haven't been watching too closely. I think the best way to describe Big Brother now is like when you really wanted to like meet the celebrity and then you meet them and they're not that great. I think like experiencing Big Brother is like, it's hard to watch it back now. Mm. From what I have seen, I mean, I think Riley, like, she was out early, but like she won that HOH. I feel like she has a fighter in her and I feel like she's really likable. So I'm like, I feel like we're on the same vibe. So if she was to come, I'd love to see her. I think Jag is a good player. From what I've heard, people really like him. Matt seems, people seem to really like. So I would definitely like to see some of those people on, and especially if they're on my Big Brother side, it would be great. Yeah.
Okay. And Alyssa, what was harder, getting through the challenge or Dire Fest?
Holy shit. probably, oh gosh, Dire Fest was so bad. Living in the backyard with those ants everywhere and like people were going crazy out there. Probably, God, that's tough. I'm going to call it 50-50. Okay. Depends what day.
All right. Well, really nice to get to talk to you. Keep up the good work with the animal rescue and appreciate you making some time for us today.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you guys so much.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Brian, there you have it. Alyssa S.
Yes, another one said Big Brother almost done now. Just Tyler remaining.
She was very fun to talk to. Interesting. Yeah, she volunteered like, hey, by the way, there was more kissing that they didn't put on the show. Like, I feel like that's almost like, I feel like that typically you get like, they blew it out of proportion. The edit.
Yeah. What a tease. I mean, look, they used to do on the Red Challenge, they used to do a show called The Shit They Should Have Shown, where they would show all of this. So maybe at CBS, we're going to get that. CBS needs some content, so maybe there'll be an extra episode.
Okay. We're running out of content for The Challenge USA. This was, what, episode 10 last night? So are we...
Episode 10, yeah.
Are we going 12?
I would think so, 12 or 13. I mean, there's about like 12 people left, 13 people left. So we're knocking on the door of that final. We're very close.
Okay. So we'll have one more regular episode and then the final, you think, will be over two nights?
Usually the final is over two nights. I can see there being two more episodes. I'll say they've already announced the final. I haven't seen that, but I would say maybe two more episodes and then the final. I could see that.
Okay. All right. So the home stretch is here. Make sure you're following everything that Allie and Brian are doing over on the challenge. Wrap up. Anything else going on for you, Brian?
Nope. A lot of busy time in the CBS world. So that's where my focus will be.
It's all happening. The challenge, Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race, Buddy Games. It's all out there. So thank you so much.
The Core Five.
The Core Five. Okay. It's the Fab Five of CBS reality. Where's Tough as Nails?
You can't get crazy now. Kicking everything.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you subscribe for everything we're doing. Go to robinswebsite.com/subscribe. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.